because genocide against native people is still going on today, all over the world.
Native Solidarity News. It's about you, too. CKUT, CKDU, CFBEX, CFUV, CHFN, CHLY, CHMA, CHSR, CJLY, CJSF, CJSW, Radio 90. Welcome once again to Native Solidarity News, a national radio service and part of an international network of information and action in support of Indigenous peoples' survival and dignity. We are all volunteers committed to promoting Native self-determination, culturally, economically, spiritually, and otherwise. Produced at CKUT Community Radio since 1996, NSN is now also broadcast on over 20 stations across occupied colonial Canada. We try to make each 60-minute program as welcoming and challenging to someone who has never heard of the issues as it is to a weekly listener. Each week, you tune in for news and that feature, and this week, we'll be hearing a speech that was recorded at the CORD conference this past weekend in Montreal. CORD stands for Congress on Research in Dance, and it was a three-day conference that tried to explore the ways that dance can be used both as a tool for social change and the way that it has been repressed in the historically. And so at this conference, I had the opportunity to attend a speech by Troy Emery Twigg. And his presentation explored the components of traditional First Nations song and dance as a tool crucial to survival of First Nations peoples in modern society. This is from the write-up. Culture as an identity condition when defining a particular group was also featured as part of the presentation. The focus group will be the Blackfoot Nation, more particularly the Blood Tribe situated in southern Alberta, Canada, also referred to as the Kainé peoples. The presentation will describe and examine various traditional dances and ceremonial songs that demonstrate the passing down of oral traditions, teachings, and learned culture. Preserved history is an important factor that will be addressed, as participation in these ceremonies was the only means by which culture was transmitted from generation to generation. Loss of identity, its individual and societal ramifications, and its impact on past and present generations are a necessary part of the dialogue when examining culture as a tool of reintegration for First Nations peoples. And so that will be coming up very shortly. We just need to play a little bit of music first. And then we will be coming right up with that. Once again, you are listening to Native Solidarity News. For those of you who don't know, Native Solidarity News is archived not only on the CKUT website at www.ckut.ca, at which all of the programs on CKUT are archived for 2 months, but also we're available on the website radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, radio, the number four, all.net. And you can check, if you search for Native Solidarity News, you'll find features and interviews from months and months ago. And so that's just always a resource that that we hope to put out so that this news doesn't die and that people can continue listening to it and use it as a resource for whatever means. And we do also ask that if you appreciate that service, that you consider making a small contribution to the website, because it is all free for us. It is all free for you, and they do require contributions like that. So, but that's enough advertising. So we're going to play a little music and come right back with the feature for today.
Chasing the ball. You ask me a question. My